This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Environmental Protection Agency is gathering public comment on a plan to mitigate pollution at an abandoned copper mine in the Upper Valley town of Verscher. At the hearing Tuesday night, about 15 local residents raised questions about methodology and cost. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports.
An hour before the hearing in Verscher's town office, Ed Hathaway, EPA's project manager for the Ely mine cleanup, visited the mine site where reddish rubble glittered in the late afternoon sun.
This is all the waste rock. It was non-economic to process that material, so they just cast it aside. It still contains sulfur and metals, and so as the sulfur combines with water and oxygen, it forms sulfuric acid. It leaches the metals into the brook.
He says pollution is not spread to nearby wells, so EPA's plan is to consolidate the waste into a landfill and cap it. The question now is what to do with contaminated water leaking on the site itself from the mine shafts. EPA says the deepest tunnels are impractical to fill, so it proposes to ban any well drilling near the most polluted part of the property.
From a human health perspective, the groundwater, especially in the mine tunnels, is unfit for consumption. No one drinks it today, but we certainly would want to make sure no one has an opportunity to drink it in the future.
EPA's cleanup is primarily aimed at restoring the ecology of the 350-acre site, which hasn't been actively mined for over 100 years. It's home to some endangered bats. Hathaway says remediation will make their habitat and drinking water safer. But when he presented the proposal at the hearing, some residents wondered whether the site presents a big enough risk to justify spending over $3 million to fix it. Most concluded a fix is necessary. Verscher resident Fred Crowley had a mixed reaction.
It is a polluted site. I think it should be cleaned up. My concern and objection is the public money being put in at no public benefit other than cleaning up the hazardous site.
The two current property owners were not the polluters, so by law, they need not help pay for cleanup. Crowley thinks in return for the improvement of their assets, they should at least allow public access for recreation. Vermont's Department of Conservation supports the EPA plan and is negotiating with the landowners to help fund future monitoring of soils and water. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.